You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Dear friends, since I came to Lawrence approximately 30 years ago and founded the Bostoner-based Medrash of Lawrence, as a community service, I have given a Shabbos Hagadol Drasha, which is condensed because, as we will talk about at length in this week's shir, it's very important for the tzibur to go to a Shabbos HaGadol Drasha, and many people find it difficult to sit through a longer Shabbos HaGadol Drasha. So, continuing this tradition, I'm creating this recording, which is, if I may say, a condensation of this year's Shabbos HaGadol Drasha. And in it, we will do our best to analyze the components of the Shabbos HaGadol Drasha, and the purpose, and what our kavanah should be when we listen to the Shabbos HaGadol Drasha. So, the Sefer Likutei Ma'arif, when it talks about Shabbos HaGadol, says that the reason that it's called Shabbos HaGadol, the first reason is because of the ness that happened having to do with the Korban Pesach that every family took into their home, and the Mitzrayim watched as we took their Avodah Zorah, that was the Tlah, and we prepared it for slaughter, and the fact that they did not kill us at that time was considered a great nest. So that's the first reason it's called Shabbos HaGadol, because in that year it was the 10th of Nisan. And it was Shabbos. And the second reason that's given, and the Pirish there on the Likutei Ma'arif, the Zichron Menachem, brings out from this Sefer HaPardes, Miuchas LaRashi, that being that the minig on this Shabbos before Pesach is that the Rav gives the drasha and talks about Bir Chometz and the other halachis and shares with the Olam the Niflois and the Gevuras Elikim associated with the upcoming Chag, and people go to hear this drasha that the Rav gives. It feels like a long day. That's why it's called Shabbos HaGadol. So the name Gadol refers to the drasha, and that the day feels long. Now the Sefer Nesivos Sholem brings down from the progenitor of our Horowitz family, the Rebbe of Shmelka from Nicholsburg, that there's a pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Nunches, pasuk Beis. The Nabi is referring to insincere fasting. For oisi yoim yoim yidreshun, says the pasuk. So independent of the pashut pshat of the pasuk, the Rebbe of Shmelka says, shemerumez al beis hayomim sheheim oimrim droshes, that this yoim yoim yidreshun alludes to the minig in Klal Yisrael that there are two special Shabbosis of the year, which the name of the Shabbos is associated with the special drasha that's given. One is Shabbos HaGadol, and the other one is Shabbos Shuvah. So even though the minig, perhaps in most of Klal Yisrael, is that at least one drasha is given every Shabbos by the Rav, But the droshes that are given on Shabbos HaGadol and Shabbos Shuva are significant enough that the whole Shabbos is called Shabbos HaGadol and Shabbos Shuva. And by the way, through this shir, I will cite sources, Mara Mekoymes, for those people who would like to further delve on those in Yonim that I am being Mekatzal, that I am condensing. But if one looks in the Mata Ephraim, Simen Tufresh Beis, Ois Mem Aleph, and there he's talking about Haminig Bechol Tfutzos Yisrael Sha'arav Ha'ir Doirish Bois HaShabbos Baroiv Om. That's not the Shabbos HaGadol Drosha, that's the Shabbos Shuva Drosha. And he says that many Sfurim talk about the significance of Shabbos Shuva Drosha. And the purpose is to give Musa and give Pilpul. And as we mentioned briefly before, there's a number of classic components to Shabbos Shuva Drusha and Shabbos HaGadol Drusha. And he briefly addresses many of them, the Mata Ephraim, in this piece. And among the things that he talks about, that the Rav has to be focused not only on these individual components that he wants to share, but there's some very important things that he's not supposed to say, and there's some very important things that he is supposed to say. He's supposed to talk about the halachas regarding the upcoming Yontif Shabbos Shuva being before Yom Kippur and Shabbos HaGadol being before Pesach. That's a critical component. And as he says, the Mata Ephraim, Loi HaMedrash Iker El HaMaisa, although the drusha is called the drusha because there's drush, and drush is not halacha. And many rabbonim get, in a manner of speaking, carried away with the drush. The Mata Ephraim says that the ikir is the halachas, and the halachas of tshuva, specifically before Shabbos tshuva, the halachas of fasting, of for Yom Kippur, and for Pesach, the halachas obviously of Pesach and of the Zedah. But there also is a Musar component, which is, in a manner of speaking, also halacha l'maisa. Which those of you who will be coming to my Shabbos HaGadol Drosha, you will hear me talk about kashrus. And this is halacha l'maisa, but I won't touch upon that in this recorded synopsis of the condensed Shabbos HaGadol Drosha. But in the Musar, which is also important, in the Hashkafa, part of that has to do with the Rav is not supposed to, in a manner of speaking, get carried away with himself to the point where he's deriving personal hanah from this drasha. There are some very scary midrashim, specifically in the Chiddo talks about this, associated with the Asorei Arugei Malchus, that Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol told Rabbi Gamliel, Is it possible that we sinned a sin that caused us to be the recipient, in a manner of speaking, of this terrible gezeira that they were killed? Is it possible that we felt personal hanoah, aggrandizement, because of the drasha that we gave? So rabbanim are not supposed to, in a manner of speaking, see the drasha as a platform to get covered. That's what a rav is not supposed to do. And to speak inappropriate mussar, and we won't go into the definition of that at this time, or other inappropriate things in the drasha, that's another thing that the darshanim are not supposed to do. But then there are the key points, like as we said before, the halacha lemaisa, that we must especially stress. But like everything else in the Torah, there is nigla and there is nista, both of which were important drachim paldis, pshat remez drush soid, that the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael, that we should learn the Torah on these four distinct methods of learning. Pshat, that's literal translation. Remez, that's the numerical translation, so to speak, interpretations, should I say. Drush is Medrash, which is like the Darsha, and Soid is Kabbalah. And some of the beautiful Meforshei HaGadol Shel Pesach say that the word Seida, Samach Dalet Resh, is the same letters as Paldis, but without the Pei, because the HaGadol Shel Pesach, specifically this Seder, has no Pashat Pshat. In other words, it is overwhelmingly Soid.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
There are those that want to say that that's why the traditional method of ending the Seder is to say Shir HaShirim, because Shir HaShirim, in a manner of speaking, is the single part of Torah Shebiktav that has no shaychus to pshat. And also, as is well known, that chassidus is based very heavily on soid. So, again, the Shabbos HaGadol Drasha that we're referring to has a nigla component and has a nister component. And, as one of my dear friends here in the community, we were talking about the Shabbos HaGadol Drasha, the Rav has to have a Chiddush. So the Inyan of Chiddush is interestingly discussed in many of the Svarim that talk about the Shabbos HaGadol and Shabbos Shuvah Drashas. And in this brief drasha, I would like to share two thoughts regarding the purpose of the Shabbos HaGadol Drasha, specifically as it connects to Teres HaNista. One, in my humble opinion, my own, because that is the domain and, so to speak, the job of the Rav to give his a personal insight in his Shabbos HaGadol Drasha. And the other is one of the great classical Meforshei HaTorah the Shevet Musa Abelioa Koyen Me'izmir, a very novel Kabbalah approach, which has to do with why Klal Yisrael has to come and hear the drasha. So this is the first part of this recording, which is the introduction to this year's Shabbos HaGoldosh. So, dear friends, my personal chiddush in this year's Shabbos HaGadol Drasha, which applies to Shabbos HaGadol and to Shabbos Shuvah, specifically these times of the year, the Shabbos before Yom Kippur and the Shabbos before Pesach, is that we live and function in a world surrounded by people who say things they don't mean and mean things they don't say. And the great political leaders who seem to run the world, their words are meaningless. It's hard for people who are used to being sincere and being focused on the importance of what we say to function in such a world. And we get desensitized. So, before Pesach, when we're going to have the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, we have to go into the shul and listen to the words of the Rav. We're obligated, in a manner of speaking, to force ourselves, in the manner of speaking, to understand that every word is Kaddish. And we have to, so to speak, realign our minds and our ears and our mouths to the Kedusha of words. And I feel that this is the message of the message of Shabbos HaGadol, and this is the message of Shabbos Shuvah. We're going to be sitting in shul on Yom Kippur for the longest period of time that we sit in shul. So we have to get focused on the Shabbos before Yontif, before Yom Kippur, on the Kedusha of the words that we say, every single word. And in the whole Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur time of the year, we say Slichas, so we keep on talking. We have to reestablish the Shivas of words. And that is the purpose of going to hear the Rav. I have to get used to being focused on the Kedusha of every single word. That is my personal Chiddush for Shabbos HaGadol this year. But perhaps more importantly, or certainly more importantly, the Shevet Musa brings down a very interesting Kabbalah Dikinyan that nearly Tikkun Kol HaAveiros. This is the time of the year that we have to become holy to be able to connect to the Kedusha of Pesach. We have to become as holy as possible. And if the person is a Talmud Chacham, not only should he be focused and Kedusha in general, but he should be Lahalbois Chidushim Bilimudoi. A fascinating concept. We have to, so to speak, use our intellects to create our own Chiddush. And this is outside of the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah. There's a mitzvah of to being Mechadish Chidushim, because Al Pi Kabbalah, these Chidushim can reconstruct what we destroyed with our Averis. Now, what happens if a person is not a Bar Hochi? He's not capable of being Mechadish Chidushim Torah. So he should be mechazek the mechadshim. He should go out of his way to strengthen and to connect to those people who are mechadish chedushei Torah. And he should be mishamish tamid chachamim. He should help them, whether financially or whether to show up to the shir and give out the svarim or set up the chairs, amazingly, with the kavana of the fact, I can't be mechadish chedushei Torah. But if I help the person who is being mechadish chedushei Torah, then I can connect to that person so that his chedushei Torah can be moitzi me, my chiyuv of chedushei Torah, a fascinating concept. With the work that he does. And he should raise his children to learn Torah and to and be mechadesh chedushei Torah. With the specific thought, I cannot do this, but I want my children to do this. And then he says an amazing additional thing that he should say quietly when he goes to hear the drushes. He should go to hear the drushes and he should say, Halavai yia loy haskola kidei lechadish kemoyu. Halavai, I should have this ability to be mechadish kedushei Torah, even a single chiddush. If I could be mechadish a single chiddush, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take these words that a person says and it will be as if the person will be mechadish chedushei Torah, and with this the person can fix the averus that he did. And he says an amazing chiddush, the Shevet Musar, among other things, that when it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu yistakel be'araisa ubore olmo, he looked at the Torah and he created the world. It's because of Kodesh Baruch Hu, and again, this is a Kabbalistic concept that the world, there were worlds that were destroyed. Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kiviyochol, in his own singular, unique way, Kodesh Baruch Hu can build worlds only through Chiddushei Torah, even the Rabbeinu Shlalom, says the Shevet Musar. And these are very high, difficult concepts to understand. But the reason we go to the drasha of the Rav on Shabbos HaGadol and Shabbos Shura, it's a method of Tahara. And this really comes together with something we've said many times in previous Shabbos HaGadol Darshas, that the Vinei Soscha says that Peshosh HaChochem Doirish, at the time when the Chochem Darshans, the Tzibur has Mechilas Avoinitz, he has a whole fascinating approach which we can't go into at this condensed time, the Vinei Soscha, about Eliyahu HaNavi coming to a bris, and when he comes to the bris, there's Mechilas Avoinis. So also when the Rav says Chidushim in a drasha, he creates Kapara. So this concept of Kapara, through listening to the drasha, the Balich citizen specifically, Bnei Soscha, has specifically discussed and illuminated. So these are the two concepts that I'd like to share with the Olam. And now we have just one additional part to this drasha where we tell our stories, which is coming shortly. So regarding this concept we mentioned, that specifically before Pesach and before Yom Kippur, The purpose of going to the drasha of the Rav is because B'shosha ha'chocham yoshev ederesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu is merchel the avoinus of Klal Yisrael. How that works, there's a fascinating Degel Machne Ephraim, and there are indications in other Svarim very similarly that a primary avoida of the tzaddik, which the Rabbeinu Shlalom wants the tzaddik to do, is to create mechila for Klal Yisrael. But the problem is that how can a tzaddik who is repelled by tumah be able to affect kapara by many Jews who are very steeped in chet? So the Degel says that when a tzaddik sees how someone who is not a tzaddik wants to come and hear a drasha, or wants to be close to a tzaddik, or wants to connect himself to the tzibur, so then mimela, that helps the tzaddik bond with the rasha, even though the tzaddik is inherently repelled by the averis of rishonim. But the desire for a rasha to be close to a tzaddik, even though he's a rasha, this is how a tzaddik can be moichel or cause Rishoyim to get mechila. And it occurs to me that in the Haggadah Shel Pesach, Keneged Alva Bonim Dibra Torah, Echad Chochom Echad Rosha, so everybody wants to know what's the Rasha doing in the Al Babanim, why are we bringing him into the Geschäft? Actually, again, similarly to An Yom Kippur, before Kol Nidre, Al Das HaMakum, Al Das HaKol, Anu Matirim L'Spalel, Ima Vayonim, there is something special about both Pesach and Yom Kippur, where we bring the Rasha in to the game, so to speak. But when we talk about the Rasha, Ma havoida hazois lochem, lochem b'loy loy, so it says that we have to hake eshinov, so to speak, give him a kick in the teeth. So we see that as long as the Rasha is not moitzi himself from the tzibo, that he can still get redemption only when he's hoitzi is asmei min atzibo, only then are we directed to, so to speak, exclude him. But even if he's a rasha, if he's not hoitzi is asmei min atzibo, if he wants to have a shachas to the tzaddik, if he wants to have a shachas to the Torah HaKadosha, then he will ultimately have redemption. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help that in the Tzchus that we are mispalel for everyone, including the Rishayim. And ultimately the Rishayim, many of them, will be able to come back. And this is part of the message of the Seder and part of the message of Yom Kippur and part of the message, perhaps, of coming to hear the Drasha. Let us all want to bond with the tzaddikim when they give the drashas and when we have the opportunity to connect to them. Kadosh Baruch Hu will help Abal Atayr Messiah. We will all collectively be zecha to have tziata d'shmaya in our desire to become close to the tzaddikim, and through that we will become close to the Rabbeinu Shlomo. ובזויפה תישועס ונחום מסכימי צייסי מאס מצרים, הרנו לפלויס ועס וכלל ישראל, הם פרארץ ישראל. ביד שבס ובידיונת.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.